welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, another week is here. And yeah, thank you all for joining us again. This week we have an awesome guest. And like every guest is awesome, but like this one, let me tell you, she is freaking awesome. She should be familiar to like most people in Wisconsin. And if you're not, I don't know what rock you're living under, but we have Pauline Lee, who was, you worked at WLK Fox 11, doing Good Day Wisconsin, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask you which one was your favorite because we are on in Milwaukee and I don't want to offend anyone down there.
Well, I also worked in lacrosse. You can't forget about lacrosse. That's where I started my career.
Yes. So yeah, what's up? Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Yeah. No, it's been a lot. It's been a long time. I think back very fondly to my time in Wisconsin since I spent most of my career there. It's where I fell in love with the Packers. To this day, by the way, I cheer for both.
I was wondering because you're Packers. You are from Minnesota. Yes. You know,
I am. Yeah. No, I still cheer for both. I have a split jersey that I wear each time they play each other. Half Vikings, half Packers.
So then
even gifted my former coworkers at WCCO a sock from each team so that they can wear on game day and be supportive with me.
Oh, that's good. So when they, so does it matter who wins when they play or is it like,
No, because that's the beauty of it They play each other twice a season, so they can each take a win.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So you're happy when they split? Okay. That's good. I didn't realize between Green Bay, your time in Green Bay, and then going to Milwaukee, you went to Fort Wayne. I didn't realize that.
I did. Yeah, that was my first anchoring position.
How was that?
And it was such an experience. And that was also the furthest that I was away from home. I'm originally born and raised here in Minnesota. So that was taking me a plane ride away from home. But it was such a great experience. I met so many great people who I still talk to today, told so many great stories that I was fortunate to do so. But it was just a little bit too far away from home. I kind of missed my family and friends. So I moved back a little bit closer. And then my next stop was Milwaukee before coming back here to Minnesota.
You know, it's interesting being in like the news industry. I wasn't in the news industry, but I was on the other side of the camera a lot. I was interviewed. And so I got to know a lot of like you people, you know, a lot of reporters and everything. And people don't realize like, my God, that is a nomadic lifestyle it can be. And it's not, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
The hours are tough.
Oh my God. So at Fox 11, that was my first job as working on the morning show. And mornings means you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Start work at about 3:30 and then you're done at maybe 11 o'clock noonish. And then bedtime is at 7 o'clock, if not sooner than that.
Oh, that is.
During the week.
So in the summertime, it's like the sun is way up here.
Yes.
And you're dead tired.
Yeah. Yes, I am. And I'm naturally tired at that time too. Blackout curtains, they help. Summertime is hard though, because you do want to be outside. Winter, it's a little bit easier because it gets dark at about 4 or 5 o'clock now. So
yes, that's true. And for those people who didn't know, when you were in CBS 58, six Emmy nominations, you were on a first place Wisconsin Broadcaster Association. You also produced an hour-long special highlighting rise in Asian American attacks in Wisconsin. Talk about that.
That was, oh my gosh, that project that came at the height of COVID, at the rise of AAPI hate. And I remember my news director at the time, Kent Harrell, he was so great. He pulled me into his office maybe like a week after the incident at the spa shootings in Atlanta had happened. And he was like, how are you doing? And I was so taken aback because I didn't realize, you know, he would care about how I feel. And so I just took some time and he's like, if you think there's anything that we're missing in our coverage, you let me know if there's something that you want to do. And I thought long and hard about it. And I was like, you know what? I feel like there's enough content here where we can really produce some meaningful work and also showcase the impact, not just to Wisconsin, but also the fact that we have got experts of all races in our communities who can speak to this in an eloquent way and really make a meaningful difference in our community, or at least try to.
What did you uncover? Talk about that.
It was so interesting because when we're talking about the rise of AAPI hate, we're talking about things that have always happened to people who look like me, but haven't necessarily been front and center of the conversation. We have always been asked, where are you from? No, really, where are you from? And it's always this idea that you are something else. It's the stereotypes that still exist today, no matter how hard people work to break them. And so it's just getting those stories out there and exposing what it's like to be Asian in Wisconsin and really kind of what it's like to be Asian in America.
How was the reception with that?
That was hard. It's hard just because it's a topic that really isn't talked about, right? So when you're trying to start this conversation with people who are like, no, this isn't really a problem, or, you know, we don't really have that big of a population, but we do have a population though, and it is a problem. So we should address it. It's just getting the right people, and it's just getting people to think with an open mind, which is hard. Yeah. It's really hard when, you know, you have so many different kind of things that are happening in the world that can compete for your attention. So was it well received? I would have loved for it to really been able to air on our main channel. At the time, we were only allowed to air it on our sub channel and online on our YouTube channel. Yeah, unfortunately.
That's a bummer.
But I mean, the response that I got from it on social media, through email, people reaching out, that was what made it worth it to me. If I could help change one person, that to me was what made it worth it.
Yeah. Is it still out there? Can we still watch it?
It is. It's still on YouTube. So you can watch it. And then I don't know if you know, so I also did produce a second documentary in my time at WCCO that looked back 50 years after the Vietnam War.
Oh, wow.
And how all of these communities, because when we think of Vietnam War, we just think of the Vietnamese community, which, yes, we were greatly impacted, but there were so many other communities. You talk about the Hmong population. Yeah. We have the biggest concentration of Hmong population here in the Twin Cities and across country. We also have the Lao community, who was heavily devastated by the Vietnam War. And the Lao community, Hmong community, Thai community, a little bit here and there. And it's just, it's when we... when we don't share those stories, that's when they disappear.
Yeah.
And they're so important to revisit and to remember so that we can look back and learn from history. And then also it just keeps in the mind of, you know, people that the idea of world peace. I mean, we have to learn from what has happened in history. A lofty goal, I know.
Yeah, well, thank God we have such a peaceful guy in the White House that helping us achieve those goals. But so could you send, send me the link to those, because I'd love to link those on the show for people to watch, because I think that would be cool. So I wanted to, and I also want to talk about Project Pride, Project for Pride and Living and what you do, because that's cool. Yeah. And I think I'd love to learn about that. And I think people here, especially because they know and love you, would love to hear what you're up to as well with your new gig. Mm-hmm. But you made a post on Facebook, and I'm finding it right now and I'm going to read it. But knowing who you are, when I saw this post, it like made me stop what I was doing and just, I was like, whoa, because this is not, it was not a normal Pauline Lee post. It was very raw, and it was something that, I'll read it, and this is a big deal. And keep in mind, Pauline lives in Minneapolis, where all of this is going on. And this is her post from earlier this week. She said, "Today I caved. I slipped my passport into my purse. I've thought about doing it before, but I always talked myself out of it. Why should I? My family came here legally. I was born here. I am a U.S. citizen. I have every right to exist, move, and breathe in this country without carrying proof of my belonging. But as ICE activity and protests continue in Minnesota, it's becoming painfully clear that none of that seems to matter to some people. So what's worse? That I might get stopped and try to exercise my rights, risking being forcefully detained for hours anyway, or that I quietly give in and admit that, to some, I will always look like a forever foreigner, someone who doesn't truly belong, no matter what my birth certificate or passport says. I don't want to carry it, but today I did. Not because I don't know who I am, but because I'm exhausted by a world that keeps insisting I and those who don't look American are something else. If you are feeling this heaviness too, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Check on your friends, your neighbors, your community. These are tense and uncertain times, and we stay safest when we stay connected. So stay safe and look out for one another, because none of us should have to face this alone. Ooh.
I'm getting teared up as you read that.
Same, man. Same. And I, yeah. Before we get into that, I do want to say with some of the things that I've done, and I'm not comparing that, but I know what it feels like to have to say something and know that what you're going to say is going to shock some people's world, and having to go, okay, breathe and post, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for that courage.
Thanks.
Like, sincerely.
I appreciate it.
Because that's not easy. Talk about that, if you could.
So I posted this almost a week ago, so last Sunday. And the week before that, that was really when the ICE activity here had just really ramped up. And I think it was like earlier in the week. I'm a part of, here in the Twin Cities, we have a lot of community groups that have their own Facebook pages. And so I'm a part of a number of them. And I kept seeing on my feed, ICE activity here, ICE, 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 ICE. And it's all of these places that I go and I frequent and I patron. And so I remember I had to run out and do some errands one night, and I thought, should I put my passport in my purse? And then I thought, I was like, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I didn't. But last Sunday, I was going to a Buddhist temple Sunday morning. And I thought to myself, that question came back up, and I was like, could this potentially be a place where ICE might come? And to me, the answer was yes. So I did it. And sorry.
No, it's it's hard.
When you look at the act itself, right, at face value, you're talking about putting this booklet of pages in your purse. And at face value, it is so simple. And I've gotten so many comments about, oh, that's not a big deal, minor inconvenience, but really, what does that mean? And I remember when I put my passport in my purse, I had so many emotions. I felt sadness, I felt anger, but most of all, I felt so defeated, because to me, it was like a lose-lose situation, that no matter how hard I worked, as being a good U.S. citizen, contributing to my community, the fact that I was born here, it didn't matter. None of that mattered. To some people, there will always be that question of, do you really belong? Like when I answer, I'm born and raised in Minnesota, that answer is not going to be good enough for some people. And that is so hard to come to terms with, but it's the reality that I've lived my whole life, and for so many others too.
We are we're talking here with Pauline Lee about a post she made and what's going on in Minneapolis. We're going to be right back, and we're going to continue this discussion here on the Rational Revolution right after this.